भागवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th canto chapter 1 text 1 we'll read first the summary. Withdrawal of the cosmic creations. Chapter 1, the Manus, administrators of the universe. Chapter summary. First of all, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Sometime in the year 1935, when His Divine Grace was staying at Radhakund, I went to see him from Bombay. At that time, he gave me many important instructions in regard to constructing temples and publishing books. He personally told me that publishing books is more important than constructing temples. Of course, those same instructions remain within my mind for many years. In 1944, I began publishing my Back to Godhead, and when I retired from family life in 1958, I began publishing Srimad Bhagavatam in Delhi. When three parts of Srimad Bhagavatam had been published in India, I then started for the United States of America on the 13th of August, 1965. I am continuously trying to publish books as suggested by my spiritual master. Now in this year, 1976, I've completed the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and a summary of the 10th canto has already been published as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still the 8th canto, 9th canto, 10th canto, 11th canto, and 12th canto are yet to be published. On this occasion, therefore, I'm praying to my spiritual master to give me strength to finish this work. I am neither a great scholar nor a great devotee. I am simply a humble servant of my spiritual master. And to the best of my ability, I'm trying to please him by publishing these books with the cooperation of my disciples in America. Fortunately, scholars all over the world are appreciating these publications. Let us cooperatively publish more and more volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam just to please His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This first chapter of the 8th canto may be summarized as a description of four manus, namely Swayambhuva, Saruchisa, Uttama, and Tamasa. After hearing descriptions of the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu, until the end of the 7th canto, Maharaj Pricket desired to know about the other Manus. He desired to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends not only in the past, but as the present and in the future, and how He acts in various pastimes as Manu. Since Maharaj Pricket was eager to know all this, Shukadev Goswami gradually described all the Manus, beginning with the six Manus who had appeared in the past. The first Manu was Swayambhuva Manu. His two daughters, namely Akuti and Devahuti, gave birth to two sons, namely Yajna and Kapila, respectively. Because Shukadev Goswami had already described the activities of Kapila in the third canto, he now described the activities of Yajna. The original Manu, along with his wife, Satarupa, went into the forest to practice austerities on the bank of the river Sunanda. They practiced austerities for 100 years, and then Manu, in a trance, formed prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rakshasas and Asuras then attempted to devour him, but Yajna, accompanied by his sons, the Yamas and the demigods, killed them. Then Yajna personally took the post of Indra, the king of the heavenly planets. The second Manu, whose name was Swarochisa, was the son of Agni, and his sons were headed by Dhumat, Shushena, and Rochismat. In the age of this Manu, Rochana became Indra, the ruler of the heavenly planets, and there were many demigods headed by Tusita. There were also many saintly persons such as Urja and Stamba. Among them was Vedasira, whose wife, Tusita, gave birth to Vibhu. Vibhu instructed 88,000 Dhritavratas, or saintly persons, on self-control and austerity. Uttama, the son of Priyavrata, was the third Manu. Among the sons were Pavana, Srinjaya, and Yajnahotra. During the reign of this Manu, the sons of Vasistha, headed by Pramada, became the seven saintly persons. The Satyas, Devashrutas, and Bhadras became the demigods, and Satyajit became Indra. From the womb of Sunrita, the wife of Dharma, the Lord appeared as Satyasena, and he killed all the Yakshas and Rakshasas who were fighting with Satyajit. Tamasa, the brother of the third Manu, was the fourth Manu, and he had 10 sons, including Prithu, Kyati, Nara, and Ketu. During his reign, the Satyakas, Haris, Viras, and others were demigods. The seven great saints were headed by Jyotirdama, and Trishika became Indra. Hari Maida begot a son named Hari in the womb of his wife, Harini. This Hari, an incarnation of God, saved the devotee Gajendra. This incident is described as Gajendra Mokshana at the end of this chapter. Prakrit Maharaj particularly asks about this incident. Is 8.1 or 8.2 on the board? So I'll read 8.1. Sri Rajuvacha Sayambhuvasyeha Guru Vamsayam Vistarach Chutaha Yatra Vishwasajam Sargo Manum Anyam Vedashvanaha. Translation. King Prakrit said, O my Lord, my spiritual master, now I have fully heard from your grace about the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu, but there are also other Manus, and I want to hear about their dynasties. Kindly describe them to us. Text 2. Manvantare Hare Janma Karmani Cha Mahiyasaha Grinanti Kavayo Brahmams Tani No Vada Shrinvatam Manvatare Harer Janma Karmani Cha Mahiyasaha Garnanti Kavayo Brahmams Tani Novara Shrinvatam Manvatare Harer Janma Karmani Cha Mahiyasaha Grananti Kavayo Pramams Tani Novada Shinvatam Manvatare Harer Janma Karmani Cha Mahiyasaha Grananti Kavayo Pramams Tani Novada Shinvatam. Nani cha mahiya. Karmani cha mahiya saha. Karananti kavayo brahmams. Tanino vadashin vatam. Manvantare arjanma. Karamini cha mahiyasaha. Karananti kavayo brahmams. Tanino vadashin vatam. Manvantari harer janma. Karmani cha mahi asaha. Karananti kaveyo brahmams. Tanino vadashin vatam. Manvantari harer janma. Karmani cha mahi asaha. Ganti kaveyo brahmams. Karino vadashin vatam. Matajis. Manvantari harer janma. Karmini cha mahiyasaha. Ganti kaveyo brahmams. Tanino vadashin vatam. Manvantare. During the change of manvantaras, one manu following another, hare of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, janma appearance, karmani and activities, cha also, mahiyasaha of the Supremely Glorified. Granati, describe. Kavayaha, the great learned persons who have perfect intelligence. Brahman, O learned Brahman Sukadev Goswami. Tani, all of them. Na, to us. Vada, please describe. Shrinvatam, who are very eager to hear. Translation. O learned Brahman, Sukadev Goswami, the great learned persons who are completely intelligent, describe the activities and appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead during the various manvantaras. We are very eager to hear about these narrations. Kindly describe them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of Godhead has different varieties of incarnations, including the guna avatars, manavanta avatars, lila avatars, and yuga avatars, all of which are described in the shastra. Without reference to the shastras, there can be no question of accepting anyone as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as especially mentioned here, Grinanti Kavaya, the descriptions of various incarnations, are accepted by great learned scholars with perfect intelligence. At the present time, especially in India, so many rascals are claiming to be incarnations and people are being misled. Therefore, the identity of an incarnation should be confirmed by the description of the shastras and by wonderful activities. As described in this verse by the word mahiyasa, the activities of an incarnation are not ordinary magic or jugglery, but are wonderful activities. Thus, any incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be supported by the statements of the shastra and must actually perform wonderful activities. Parikshit Maharaj was eager to hear about the manus of different ages. There are 14 manus during a day of Brahma, and the age of each manu lasts for 71 yugas. Thus, there are thousands of manus during the life of Brahma. Again, the verse. manvantare harir janma karmani cha mahiyasaha grananti kavayo brahmams tani no vadashrinvatam. O learned Brahmins, Sukadeva Goswami, the great learned persons, who are completely... O learned Brahman, Sukadeva Goswami, the great learned persons who are completely intelligent, describe the activities and appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead during the various manvantaras. We are very eager to hear about these narrations. Kindly describe them. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Kenanjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the beginning of the eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada first describes his meeting and order from his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhakti Sananta had ordered Srila Prabhupada in Bengali, Amar ichu chilu kichu bhai korano. Maybe you can repeat to learn this verse. Amar ichu chilu kichu bhai korano. Did I pronounce that right? Amar icha chila kichu bhai korano. It means, any Bengalis here? You're Bengali? Did I say it right? And what does it mean? Srila Prabhupada translated, if you get money, print books. Amar icha, I have a desire. Amar icha chila. Kichu bhai karano. That you print books. I have a great desire that you print and distribute so many books. This was the desire of Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati. And he told our Srila Prabhupada, is more important than building temples. They met, Srila Prabhupada describes, in 1936 and discussed construction of temples and translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This was all the desire of Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur. And he actually told our Srila Prabhupada, when the devotees, our spiritual masters, God brothers, where they built a new temple in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, and devotees were fighting over the rooms, and Srila Bhakti Sananta said, better that we sell the bricks for the temple and print books. There was like a fire of envy by the God brothers over who would get which room. I want this room, I want that room. Like fighting in the ashram. I don't know if you do that. Over who gets which room in the ashram. I don't know if the Matajis do that. I don't think the men are fighting. They're cooperating. I'll take this little room with four people, and you take this room with six people. Isn't it? In the old days of ISKCON, we used to say, because when we moved in St. Louis into Lindell Boulevard, everyone got more or less their own room or shared a room. But in Laclede, we lived in a very tiny building across the street from University of Washington. Brigupati, I think you were there. Savas, I know you visited. The sleeping arrangement for the brahmacharis there was head toe, head toe, head toe, head toe. 65 brahmacharis from Radha Damodar living in a building that was approximately 1,500 square feet. I myself had a very special spot in Ganapati Maharaj's office. I slept under his desk. It was very comfortable, and there was no head toe. They were outside the desk, the rest of the fellows. But because I was a little bit senior by a few months or a year, I got the prime spot under the desk. This is one of the austerities that devotees practice for preaching Srila Prabhupada's mission. Of course, that was a little bit too much austere. On Laclede Boulevard in St. Louis, the building was ultimately torn down by the law of eminent domain. The university was building a big skyscraper for dormitories or some university need. And we were moved out and moved into a much bigger building on the famous Lindell Boulevard. Lindell Boulevard was very famous because St. Louis University was one block away. And Washington University was just 4 or 5 blocks away. And they had an article in the newspaper, I'll never forget, when I became the manager there, that what would happen in St. Louis if the bombs were dropped, the nuclear bombs. And they said that anybody with the right mind would drop the bomb on Lindell and Grand, which was a half a block away from the temple. That was, as they say in those days, ground zero. If the Russians, or whoever was our enemy in the 70s, I can't remember, were going to drop a bomb, big newspaper article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, that ground zero would be Lindell and Grand, next to Govinda's restaurant and the Hare Krishna temple, and 30 brahmacharis and brahmacharinis living in the Hare Krishna temple, 3764 Lindell Boulevard. They're still living in that temple. By Krishna's grace, the bombs didn't drop half a block away. On the contrary, the Krishna conscious bombs have been dropping. Srila Prabhupada's books have been coming out of that temple for decades. Many, many books. A lot of book distribution. And prasadam distribution still. They're distributing lots of prasadam. So Srila Prabhupada's desire, because of the desire of his spiritual master, Amar ichha chilo kichu bhoy korono. If you get some money, if you get opportunity, print books and distribute books. This was the desire in 1936 of Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And practically 80 years later, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada and grand disciples, and in the future, great grand disciples, they're involved in that process. Why? Because na te vidu swargagati hi Vishnu. Because unfortunately, people don't know that the goal of life is Krishna, Vishnu. They make their goal of life sense gratification. They make their goal of life some big football game, the super game. Before the game came, the Super Bowl, they were not allowed to announce the name Super Bowl because the big owners of the NFL made it a copyright infringement. You'd have to pay thousands of dollars. So they only announced it as the big game. And I did not see the big game, but somehow or other, my son saw the big game and said it was terrible. Boring, wipe out, not fun, not interesting, not even a big game. And unfortunately, not Devidu Swarga Gati. People are making their goal of life the big game, the Super Bowl, the World Series. It's not a World Series. They call it the World Series. It's between two American teams, maybe Canadian team at most. It's the North American series. There's no Japan. There's no South America. There's no Germany. There's no South Africa. It's not the world. It's North America, Canada, and United States. But they're advertising the World Series. And they're very proud. This is the big game. The world, of course, they have the World Cup, and people go crazy and kill each other over the champions of World Cup. I don't even understand it. It's soccer, not a big sport in America, or used to not be a big sport. And this is what people consider the goal of life. Or they consider their goal to gain some money or some big buildings or some great notoriety. And the notoriety, as they get older, someone is known for being very handsome, very powerful, very youthful. And when they get old and they lose their beauty and they lose their power and become a old, mentally deficient person, and they lose their great stamina, people don't care about them anymore. Someone actually told me once, I was shocked. They saw a picture of me as a youth. I think it was my high school days. And the mother of my children said, we don't want to get into it. I wish I married him because he was youthful, powerful, vice president of the class, captain of the wrestling, very big personality, so-called, in a small circle. But later, that ability of strength was lost. Have to ask someone else, can you carry these books? I can't. That person had the record, you'll be happy to know, in Niles Township for the most pull-ups. 38 pull-ups. I visited there years later, still the record. But this person, same body, but because time has elapsed, can't do one pull-up. My son has a bar in the house between the doorway. I hung on it for about a tenth of a second. A lava mantra. And I... not one. So that strength is gone. Maybe Bhrigupati could do two. And he's old man, but not more than two. Maybe. The beauty is gone, so-called beauty. The strength is gone. Popularity, here today, gone tomorrow. People are working very hard to become popular in the high school, in college, in the business world, in the sports world. But that popularity diminishes over time. And one is no longer popular. They're no longer famous. Perhaps they're infamous. After some time, it's realized they performed these heinous activities, no longer famous, but infamous. Krishna, we have that desire because Lord Krishna is Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasa Sriya. He's all strong. He, Prabhupada says in Isopanishad, that Lord Krishna never had to practice lifting weights to lift Govardhan Hill. We had to practice to be able to lift something by lifting a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Krishna never lifted any weights, and he lifted Govardhan Hill. This pinky, which pinky? Left pinky, he lifted. And he shook when he saw Srimati Radharani. He looked and he shook a little. But he lifted Govardhan Hill with his pinky. Aishvaryasya Shamagasya Viryasya Yasya Sastriya. Krishna is Bhagavan. He is full of strength, full of beauty, full of renunciation, full of learning. What else? Wealth. And last one, fame. He's all famous. He's popular. His fame doesn't diminish. Your fame, my fame, will diminish. It's something very temporary. It's material. Of course, the fame of a devotee, Srila Prabhupada's fame, is also like Krishna's fame. That fame, although he's not Krishna, because he's devotee of Krishna, he's famous forever, eternally. So the fame of devotional service, that's a different thing altogether. But people are going after these attributes, these qualities, because this is Krishna. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have all of his qualities in minute quantity. So because people don't know that the ultimate goal of life is Krishna. Natevidu swargagatim hi Vishnu durashaya. It's so unfortunate they're taking false shelter of Super Bowl, false shelter of their business, false shelter of their family, false shelter of sense gratification. And these things won't bring any happiness. Sukhayalam, sukha dukkha. They bring only temporary happiness. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told Srila Prabhupada, give them this Krishna consciousness. Make temples, print books. Amar icha chila kichu bhai karano. Somehow or other, print books, give people the knowledge. What is their real purpose in life? To be a devotee of Krishna. Who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead, any child can learn more than these Mayavadis we heard the other day. What is our relationship? To serve the spiritual master and to serve Krishna. And who am I? Spirit soul, temporarily encaged in this body, meant for engaging in devotional life. And one can gain this knowledge by reading Srila Prabhupada's books and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was so keen on publication and distribution of his books. He said this was the only happiness in his life. He said, I become energetic like a young man. Sometimes people wonder, why are you keeping score? Is that because you used to do that in high school? Actually, I did. I was the treasurer in the class, and we kept all the ratings and the scores. And 50 years later, we're keeping the ratings and the scores of the Sankirtan. What is the difference? I had that tendency to accumulate scores and numbers and collect the money because it is for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the pleasure of our spiritual master. He said, when I hear the scores, I become energetic like a young man. Therefore, even to this day, we have the scores. And everyone sees the score of the Sankirtan. Who is distributing how many books? How many books were distributed by each devotee for the pleasure of our spiritual master, not for our own aggrandizement. We may feel that to some extent, but it is actually for the pleasure of our spiritual master. Who is pleasing his spiritual master? Who told him? Amar icha chila kichu bhoy karano. So this is the system of spiritual life. Real spirituality means I please my spiritual master. He pleases his spiritual master. All the way back to Lord Krishna. And we know we are engaged in spiritual life. We are engaged in devotional service because it is the instruction in the Shastra by the Guru and the predecessor Acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. All glories Sri Guru and Gauranga.